They range from 3 times the mass of Earth to 8 times the mass of Jupiter. A European team has discovered 32 new planets outside the solar system. The new research suggests that a large proportion of all planetary systems contain low-mass planets, which are considered the most likely to support life. Timothy MacDonald reports.
There are now more than 400 known planets outside the solar system. Some of the newest 32 are relatively small. Astronomer Dr. Stéphane Udry from the University of Geneva says that's significant because it means more planetary systems than previously thought could support some kind of life.
It means that those low-mass planets are everywhere, basically. And so models are predicting them, we are finding them, and the models are furthermore predicting even more like the Earth.
But experts here say we shouldn't start looking for little green men just yet. The new research suggests that smaller planets are fairly common, but the smaller of the new planets would be decidedly unpleasant places to live. Chris Tinney is an astrophysicist at the University of New South Wales and a planet hunter.
They're not habitable planets in the sense of being Earth-like planets in Earth-like orbits. They're things slightly more massive than the Earth, but in orbits inside where Mercury lies in our own solar system. And so they're going to be a lot hotter, and they're also going to suffer a lot more ultraviolet radiation. So quite different environments from where we think that life started on the Earth.
There may be an ever-increasing number of known planets, but we still know very little about them. In fact, the astronomers themselves have never laid eyes on them. They only know of their existence because their gravitational fields pull the stars they orbit back and forth as they make their way around. By observing the way the stars move, it's possible to get an idea of the mass of the objects around them. But that only gives a limited picture, because a planet with a large mass, for example, could be very rocky, dense and quite small, or gaseous and relatively large. Still, Professor Tinney says we at least have some idea of what the largest of the newly discovered planets would look like.
It turns out that the way the physics of the matter that makes up planets goes, that something that's 5 times the mass of the Jupiter would actually have almost exactly the same physical size, and it would just be a little bit denser in its core. And you would expect it to rotate and to have cloud bands and probably not that different from the way Jupiter looks.
Many astronomers believe that Jupiter is essential to life on Earth because its huge gravitational pull and position in the middle of the solar system pulls in comets or asteroids that would otherwise crash into other planets. Professor Tinney says at least one of the new planets might fulfil a similar role, but it's too difficult to say with any certainty.
There's at least one planet that they suggest has a period of around about 12 years and a mass of around 3 times the mass of Jupiter. Unfortunately, one of the key things that we don't know yet from these results, and we won't know until the papers actually come out, is what the eccentricity is, whether it's in a circular orbit or not.
The smaller planets are more mysterious still. Professor Tinney says without getting a closer look, it's simply not possible to say what they might look like.
If we could see light coming from them, we could try and understand the composition, we could try and understand the chemistry and the physics of what's on the surface. At the moment, we can't do any of that. All we can do is essentially measure their masses and measure their orbital periods, and if we're lucky enough that they happen to transit, we can try and estimate their sizes and then use theory to try and understand what the surface of that planet will look like.
Professor Christopher Tinney from the University of New South Wales, ending Timothy MacDonald's report.